Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are live right now for the purpose of allowing you to be a part of the broadcast, to pose your question or seek direction for your real-life issue. We invite your call now to 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. Friends, it's Basic Gospel, and it intersects with your life every day. Call now, 1-800-677-9377. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Ran across this quote today, wanted to share with our listeners. It's by Jim Valvano, the head coach at North Carolina State. Died of cancer a number of years ago, but a very passionate man. And he said this: "My father gave me the greatest gift anyone could give another person. He believed in me." And I thought that was a great quote to share and to start off today's broadcast as we honor fathers. This Sunday is Father's Day. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. And fathers have an incredible role in this world, in the development and raising of children and making an impact on them. And it's a job that we shouldn't take lightly. I know motherhood is probably the most difficult job in the world, but fatherhood trails a little bit behind. But there's a lot of responsibility there.
Yes,
I know as a dad, I think about that responsibility all the time. I think about, you know, the kind of impact I'm making in my kids' lives. And not for me, just because I want them to grow and be the people that God has created them to be. And I think that's one of our biggest jobs as dads, is to encourage our kids, to believe in them, to help them find who they really are in life, and then encourage them down that path. So often I think dads want their kids to live their dreams instead of the kids' dreams. Yeah. Yeah, I want you to be this. Why? Because that's what I wanted to be. Well, that's what you as a dad wanted to be. Your kids have other dreams. And I think it's our job to help them discover those dreams and then encourage them along that path. But as we move into the broadcast, I just wanted to say to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day.
Indeed.
I know it's a couple of days away, but we wanted to be the first to say that for all of our listeners. Think back on what your dad meant in your life. And I know in an audience that's out there that's tuned in, not everybody had a wonderful childhood. Not everybody had a good dad. But there is something that you can say thank you for. And I know in my own life, I couldn't have asked for a better dad. My dad, I consider him the greatest person that I've ever known. His quiet, humble, yet strong spirit just meant so much to me. I remember one time, first time I've ever saw this happen, but we never had alcohol in our house. Dad just was against drinking. Not that he judged anybody who did. It's just a personal thing that he chose not to do. And one year we were camping down in Florida, and we met some people next door, and they had this big, nice Winnebago, And the husband and father of that clan came out and said, "Dad, do you want a beer?" And he just looked at it and says, "No, sir, I don't want one of those." And that has stuck in my mind all of this time. Here's somebody that was strong enough to act on his convictions. Mm-hmm. And that's what he imparted to me. I also remember every single Christmas as we woke up, he would gather us and read the Christmas story out of the book of Luke. And that's certainly a tradition that I've carried on in my family. But I think about my dad, and just I'm so grateful for all that he gave me.
Having known your dad, I certainly understand your emotions right now. What a great fellow he was. I had the opportunity to room with him as we went to Israel.
That's right.
What
you
a
sure
great
did.
Experience that
yeah.
was. So
yeah.
So I applaud you and the relationship that you had with your dad, Bob.
That, speaking of that trip to Israel, it was one of those just high moments in life. And Dad went with us, and Gina, my wife, went. And Dad had never learned to swim in his life. And, you know, water was just this frightening thing for him. And every once in a while, he'd try to get in the ocean and float. Could never, man, he'd just sink straight to the bottom. Well, we go down and visit the Dead Sea, and we jump in, or we sit back into that water, and Dad was so happy. I've never seen a smile as big on a person's face as I saw on his that day as he was floating in the Dead Sea. Right. It's one of those great images that I have of him. And but dads are wonderful things, and I know you guys were impacted in marvelous ways growing up, and you know, dads have a great role in our lives, don't they?
Without question. My dad had such an incredibly strong part in my upbringing. Taught me to hunt and to fish and to play baseball and to just set a good example for me as we grew up. A very moral man, and I loved him dearly, and I miss him dearly as well.
Yeah, my dad was different. He was a little wild and crazy. And his mother forced all of her children, boys and girls, to learn how to sew and iron and do clothes. Well, wouldn't you know, when I was 11 and my mom died, a lot of people said, well, what's going to happen? And my dad said, it's okay, it's covered. And he made clothes and he sewed and ironed and taught his boys how to do some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was strong enough to do that. It was a skill that he needed. He didn't collapse in the face of that loss. And we just moved on, you know, grief notwithstanding, we moved on. So.
Yeah. Well, happy Father's Day again.
Yes, indeed.
If you have a story that you would like to share about your dad in honor of him, we would love to hear that story on today's broadcast. Go ahead and call right now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that number, 1-800-677-9377. And you know, guys, as we honor fathers across this land and around the world, the subject of fatherhood really ties into our subject for the month, the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 5 and in Colossians chapter 3, we see life, what life looks like, being controlled by the Spirit of God, being filled by the Spirit of God. It creates a humility in us. It creates this attitude of submission one to another. And under that umbrella, all of these family relationships can thrive and be healthy. And so one of the things that both of those passages encourage fathers to do or not to do is to exasperate their kids.
Right.
And sometimes we can do that. I know I've done that a number of times. You know, one of my kids would come in and they would share a success, and I would think that they should have done a little better than that. You know, you just hit a double. Why didn't you hit it over the fence? And, you know, you'd say those things, and it becomes very frustrating to the kids. Why? Because you're communicating a lack of acceptance, that they're not measuring up to a standard. And that's a horrible thing. That's a horrible thing for a kid, and it's the very thing that can exasperate a child. And so as we put ourselves under the control of God's Spirit, as we put ourselves in submission to His will and to His ways in our lives, we're going to see something different come out of us. And it's not going to be something that's going to exasperate our kids to anger and frustration and all of those sort of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, friends, thanks for tuning in for this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. We have plenty of space for you to come in and be a part of it at 1-800-677-9377. If you'd like to add something concerning upcoming Father's Day, or if you have a Bible question or a particular life issue you'd like to discuss, well, this is your best opportunity. Right now, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Robert in Riverdale, Maryland, listening to us on WAVA. Hi, Robert.
Hi. How are you all doing today?
Doing fantastic.
Yeah. And well, I sound like Bill Clinton, but I felt your pain there when you were talking in the beginning. You know, yeah.
I said every time I think about my dad, I can't help but get emotional, and I appreciate you connecting with me on that, and would love to hear your story, Robert.
30 years ago, May 10th, April 17th, that he, that's his birthday, May 10th, that he passed away. But we had a very strained relationship and for many years of my life. When I was this young child, I remember him taking me out in the deep water, because I was like one of those people like your dad. I would not even be able to float in the Dead Sea, probably. That's how bad I was. Now, I was picturing, I thought you were going to say he even went to the bottom there. I pictured that's what I would probably do. But anyway, in the midst of the terribly strained relationship we had, I'm trying to keep it real brief here. There was like I don't remember where we were and how it happened, but he let his guard down there for you. And he told me, he said, you know, Bobby, I just don't want you to go. I really don't want you to go through what I've had to go through to live my life. And he was letting me know that he didn't mean, but he didn't know how to explain it to me other than being real mean, you know?
Yeah.
And I never will forget that.
It's a moment, isn't it?
Oh, it was just such a, you know, I mean, I saw the real him, really. And it just reminded me back when he'd take me in the deep water because I couldn't swim. And when I was a little kid, you know, it was just like that long separation. And I miss him. I dream about him almost every night to this day. I was thinking about him earlier today, and I'd forgotten for a moment that it was Father's Day on Sunday. And, I mean, so many things happened to remind me of it. And I'm just, it's like he's still here, you know. And I guess in a certain respect he is, because he's my father. But, you know, and sometimes I think I get him mixed up with my earthly father, I mean, my heavenly father now, which is nothing wrong with that. But I appreciate you all so much, and feel like I'm getting to know you on the radio here.
Well, thank you, Robert, and thanks for jumping in and talking about your dad. And, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about a passage in the book of Acts. It says this, and I actually read this passage at my dad's funeral. And it says, the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. And I think that is such a powerful passage. We didn't choose our parents. We didn't choose the people who were going to be our moms or dads. That was one of God's choices for us. And there was a purpose behind that choice. Whatever that environment was, whether good or bad, it was given to us so that we could move toward a relationship with God. And that's why I think that all of us can look back on our past and through the lens of this particular passage, give thanks for what we've had. And how God has used that to shape us and mold us and to bring us to himself.
Yeah. Well, it was good to hear from Robert. And, friends, we'd like to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Give us a call, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to New York, New York, and talk to Mario listening to us on WMCA.
Hey, God bless you guys. I hear you guys every day. Wanted to thank you for the radio show you do every day and the news that you bring to this city especially. And I wanted to comment about something my dad told me when I was a kid, which I didn't understand until many years later. But I would always ask him, I said, what should I be when I grow up? He says, don't worry about what you should be, but what you should do. And I said, what was that? And he would say, you get ready for your next life, which is going to be a lot longer than this life. And I never understood that because I was a kid. But then as I got older and the Lord came into my life and became my Lord and Savior, then I understood exactly what he meant to say.
Yeah, you have it.
That always helped me out a lot.
You had a wise father, Mario.
Yes, indeed.
And yes, bless him. Bless him for doing that, for pointing you in the right direction. I think as a dad, and Richard and Bob, I know this is the same for you. You know, the number one thing that you want for your kids is that they know where real life is to be found, yeah, in the person and work of Jesus Christ. If that's all you've accomplished in their lives, help them come to know Jesus in a real and personal way, to help them go from spiritual death to spiritual life in Christ, there's nothing more that you need to add. God can take care of the rest from there. But that, I think that is the most wonderful thing. And Mario, bless you that you had a dad that pointed you to Jesus Christ.
Indeed.
And thanks for popping on and sharing with us today. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Fairfax, Virginia, and talk with Mark, listening to us on WAVA. Hi, Mark.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Nice to hear from you.
Hi. Thank you. I'm recently listening to your program. You know, I'm like almost 60 years old, and my father died, but the thing is, like, he really showed me appreciation, you know what I mean? I mean, he was a good daddy, and, like, I've been listening, and, like, when your father, you know, God is the father, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
So, and when I saw that he was, like, you know, he had a lot of problems. And he, you know, he treated us kids okay. He never whipped me or nothing. But I miss him, and I'm sorry, but I'm saying, you know, just, you know, what do I have to go to the Book of Psalms or something to see that my father was okay? You know, I pray for him, you know, because he died in the same hospital that my son was born. So, you know, it's like, it's a weird thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of the circle of life there, so to speak.
Right, exactly. And, you know, my older brothers, I got two older brothers, and they disrespect him. And I say, man, that's against the Bible. You don't disrespect your father. You know what I mean?
Well, Mark, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, it's a person that's a dad. He might be a good dad. He might be a bad dad. He might, you know, just tick you off as a kid. But he's still your dad. And there's something to that. And there's a connection there. You want to get his acceptance. You want to make him proud of you. I haven't met a kid, whether a son or a daughter, that's not how they feel about their dads. They want his approval more than anything in life. And that's the same as far as God the Father is concerned. We want his approval. And the only way to find God the Father's approval, Mark, is through faith in Jesus Christ. When we trust Jesus Christ, when we come to that point and receive Jesus into our hearts and are born again and are made new in Christ, it puts the biggest smile on God the Father's face, because that's what we're destined for, that eternal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, his Son. And so, Mark, have you ever come to that point of receiving Christ into your life?
Well, the prodigal son, you know.
That's kind of what you were.
What?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was like, you know, I was like very rebellious. You know what I mean? You know, rebellious against God and stuff. And I'm thinking about my father, and I'm saying, you know, it's okay, it's all right. I think it's all right. You know, it's just like I thank God for Jesus Christ, you know, because he will accept me, you know what I mean?
He does. He does accept you. That's the whole truth of that gospel message that is so exciting. It's the good news that because of Christ shed blood on the cross, you're accepted by the Father. He presents you to God the Father, holy and blameless in His sight, and that's just such great news. And Mark, I'm glad that he's included you in his good news story, and that you've come to know Jesus in a very personal way. And we sure appreciate you jumping on with us and talking about your dad. It's interesting to me how emotional we can get when we think about our dads. And thank you for sharing that with us, Mark. You hold the line, okay, my friend? Well, let's go to New York and talk with Karen listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Karen. Karen, you're on the line. Well, we're going to put her on hold, and we'll go out to Bellport, New York, and talk to Eugenio. Did I say that correct?
Well, having a little trouble with the lines, apparently.
Well, I think we are, but let's put her on hold, and let's go back to, well, we'll just talk from this point out about dads. And the fact that we have the best Father in God Himself, that He welcomes us to call Him Father. You know, God is God. I mean, He spoke and the world came into being. He's an awesome God. He's Spirit. He is of such magnitude and awesomeness, just to be in His presence would wipe us out. That's who God is. And yet He was mindful of us in such a way that He invites us to call Him Father. I think that is absolutely incredible. And we can call Him Father through faith in Jesus Christ. Outside of Christ, we look at Him as judge. We look at Him as ogre. We look at Him as the vengeful guy in the sky. We don't see Him as who He truly is. But when we look at Christ and we look at the love that Christ demonstrated for us at the cross, that removes the veil and helps us to see God the Father as He really is. That's exactly what Jesus came to do, to make known the Father to us. I love that passage in John chapter 1 that points that out. Yeah. But when we look at Jesus, we begin to see God for who He really is. We begin to see that God is truly love. We begin to see that He has our best interest at heart. We begin to see that He's for us, not against us. We begin to see that He's really interested in being in relationship with us, that He wants to spend time with us. He wants us to be in His presence. That is incredible. Incredible news. And that's why this gospel is such the good news story, because it really connects us to our Heavenly Father in such a real and personal and life-changing way.
Absolutely.
So again, from Basic Gospel, from Richard and Bob and myself and the entire Basic Gospel team, we wish all of you dads out there a happy and joyful and wonderful Father's Day. And all of you out there, if your father's still alive, pick up the phone and tell them how much you appreciate and love them.
Absolutely. And for you ladies out there who are married and have husbands, I think probably a wonderful Father's Day gift would be the conference at Stand 2014 coming up now in just 6 days at the beautiful Hope Center in Plano, Texas. All the information on that conference featuring John Lynch, Andrew Farley, and Bob Christopher, and Frank Reed, that's going to be available at stand2014.com right now. So for information and registration, visit stand2014.com. Also, at-the-door registration is welcome as well. That will begin at 6 p.m. on Thursday, the 19th. That's this Thursday, guys, just coming right up. So we encourage you to go online to stand2014.com, get the information, get registered, and we want to see you at this incredible conference we're going to have beginning on the 19th, about 6 o'clock in the evening. Also this month, we've been focusing on the issue of spiritual gifts, and as you know, there's a lot of confusion about it, but Bob Christopher has cut right through the fog and revealed the truth about spiritual gifts, and he's put it on a CD, and you can get a copy for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Just go online to basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We wish you a wonderful Father's Day weekend in the meantime.